It's KEXP, Where the Music Matters. James live here from the Cutting Room Studios in New York City. And what a powerful song, too. When did that song start? During the grieving process? Was it during the passing of your mother? Was it?
Yeah, we were doing a lot of writing at that time. And I got a call from Los Angeles that my mom is sick in a hospital in Sheffield and I shouldn't bother trying to get home. I'd never make it in time. And
wow.
I jumped on the plane and made it in time and spent a day with her, cuddling with her and singing to her. And then she died in my arms, and it was really not something you forget.
No, both my parents have passed, and they passed over a long period of time. And in both cases, I realized that passing can be a beautiful thing, and you're so scared of it because it's your parents and how that's going to happen. And we talk a lot about grief and grieving when it comes to that. And for you, it's right there. Like, you wrote a song and you're able to, was that part of your, obviously that's part of your process.
Yes,
right?
It is. And that song's also imbued, another friend of mine died, one of my closest friends, one of the people I love the most in the world. She was in New York.
Yeah.
And she passed, and I flew here and didn't make it in time and had almost the opposite experience,
right?
of total grief and not being able to say goodbye. So the record is infused with this sense of birth and death. My mum's death felt like a birth.
Right.
She was ready for it, and it was incredible. And we made a video. This beautiful animator made this video that is up for Video of the Year Award. If you want to check it up on YouTube, it's called Moving On. It's the most incredible video we've ever seen.
Yeah,
but we would say that
it is something. I'm a little biased because I'm a fan of yours. But yeah, it is beautiful. Put that up too right now on the Real Time Playlist for sure. That'll go up there at kxp.org. Yeah, and hearing your music and your voice is like an old friend for someone who that record came out. I think when I was younger. Younger-ish when I heard that. And it went and saw you in Seattle back, I think, 92 would have been, 93. So it's been
tour in America.
Wasn't it? Yeah, that's what I thought. I just want to say it was a great show. There you go. I've been waiting 20 years to tell you that. Good job.
Thank you.
So you don't get that many opportunities. It was a great show. So thank you. And I would love to hear the next song you're going to play.
Well, this is the song that kind of made us semi-famous in America. you might recognize this one.